broken home. Though I often took care of my aging grandmother and looked after my brothers, I didn't see nursing in my future, at least back then. While I wasn't much of a baseball fan, I had friends on the baseball team who were friends with John. He had been a pitcher at the University of Arizona and was now playing minor league ball in the Chicago Cubs organization. During the off-season, he would come back to finish his engineering degree one semester at a time. When we met in 1990, we hit it off immediately as friends. He was a big, strong, athletic guy who had a good sense of humor, and we found it easy to talk. It also didn't hurt that he was handsome. As our friendship grew, I learned that John had grown up in a traditional family, with both parents, a brother and two sisters, in Wilmington, Delaware, outside of Philly. His mother, Sylvia, was a school teacher, and his parents virtually lived within the same 20-mile radius their whole lives. He doesn't remember his father, Dallas Green, as a big league pitcher, because John was a toddler at the time. But as he grew older, he spent more and more time with his dad during his baseball career. John would tell me stories of going to spring training with his dad almost every year, of being on the road with him a lot, of attending sometimes 65 big league games a year. Even as a teenager, John had worked out with big league teams, impressing the players with his work ethic. He wasn't just the manager's privileged son. He worked. I heard about his high school and college pitching career, how he played junior college ball in Oklahoma, then in Chicago when his dad became general manager of the Cubs. He told me of the future big leaguers he played with and how he had back-to-back college World Series experiences in the early 1980s. He also told me of playing in the minors after that. We began to see each other romantically after 2 years of friendship. It wasn't until later that I realized that our friendship had helped us build the foundation for what would be a solid marriage. After being traded to the New York Yankees and reaching the AAA level, John's baseball dream ended when he was released. That took John some time to get over, because he loved the game so dearly. But, being tenacious, he finished his degree and became an engineer. By then, I had fallen madly in love with him. He was generous, old-fashioned, spoke his mind, and had a strong, outgoing personality, much like myself. He was also a Christian, which was important to me, as my faith helps define who I am. John.